This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. Your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And we're going to kick it off here today with Kurt Rogers himself.
Well, nice to see you. It's March already.
Man.
Here it is.
You know, I was doing a show with a doctor in Dallas. I do weekly, and he was talking about yesterday, 1 year ago, he was out to eat with his mom, and something came up on a TV screen. They were probably in a place like Chili's or something where they said they had just canceled all the NBA games. So it was about 1 year ago.
Yep.
This kind of started. Remember, then they canceled
March
Madness.
It was actually March 13th when it was a national shutdown.
But, man.
Yeah. And look at where we are. I don't know. There's some good. There's some bad. But what's good that's coming? Let's get to something that's good that's coming, and that is the snow this weekend.
Yeah.
If you're from Colorado, we get these, and it's going to be a good one. It's an upslope. It's going to bring us a lot of moisture. It's going to bring us a lot of snow across the entire Front Range. This is a good thing.
You need me to come over on my ATV and plow your drive for you?
Nope. I got to make sure my snowblower is working really well. My four-wheel drive is going fine. And we have a bunch of chores to do inside the house.
Uh-oh.
You know, nice cleaning and book reading and movie watching and stuff like that. That's what you do with this kind of storm coming up.
All right. Well, each week our show, again, is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And let's take just a minute, Kurt, and talk about rates. Heard they're changing on us a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, they have kind of changed a bit. They have kind of gone up. And it was kind of a surprise. Nobody expected it to move like it has. And I think for anybody that's out there looking for mortgages, you've noticed that you're not getting those low two rates. You're getting the high twos or above three. And the reason for that is inflation. We talk about inflation taking hold, and right now inflation's at 1.5%. The Feds normally allow it to be at 2%, and they're okay with that. That's a good number that helps the economy. We're actually underneath that, but there's a fear of that because of the stimulus package that's coming out. It's going to bring more money, which is a positive thing. But in that positive thing, it's also going to cause inflation. We've already seen it in the lumber department, for example. Cost of lumber has gone up drastically.
Okay.
Chips that are going into new cars that are being built, they've raised those prices strictly because of demand. So we're starting to see inflation across the board. You go to the grocery store, you're going to see prices are up.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is it's going to affect the bond market, which in turn is going to raise the rates. And that's what we're seeing across the board. People ask me all the time, are they going to go back down? My initial answer is yes, and I still think they will. But I think they're going to go up before they go back
down.
They're going to go up more than where they are. All the articles I've read in the last couple of days is, now, I'm going to say a number here that people are going to say, well, that's just too high. I won't look. A year ago, you'd have jumped at this number.
Mm-hmm.
But they might get to as high as 3.5% by April or May. 3.5% is a pretty good rate.
Pretty good.
Yeah, instead of 2.5. I get this.
Yeah.
But the 2.5 might be gone.
Right.
I'm not saying it will be, but it might be, and we're going to see these rates being what's happening in the market, and they're going to stay for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, hearing a lot of people that are looking around homes, first of all, there are none.
Less than a two-week supply.
It's crazy. And, I mean, I had one guy at our church that had 35 showings on the first day that they listed it, that got booked, and $50,000
over
asking price.
Yep. I've had customers, they say, we have a two-hour window. There's 20 people going through this property in 2 hours. The bids will be made within the hour after that and accepted within an hour after that. End of story. You want it, you get. And it's just that kind of feeding frenzy.
Sure.
You're seeing it with builders that are building new homes. Because of the cost of wood, they're raising their prices. And so everything just keeps escalating because of that. People will ask me, when do you think it will stop? Not through 2020. the demand is still too, when you only have a 2-week supply and you're supposed to have a 3-month, we got a ways to go.
Sure. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Glad to welcome back in studio returning guests from several months ago. Don Hansen is with us from Full House Construction and Design. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Man, you've probably had nothing to do for the last six
Not
months.
A business. Thing. I'm just, glad you called me back.
Just trying to, hey, man, we need some ads.
Trying to fit you
business
in.
Business is slow, man. Yeah. It's crazy on your side of the fence.
It is.
And what about cost of building materials? I'm hearing a lot of that, you know, a 2x4 was X amount
$1.75
a year ago.
Now it's $3.50.
And now they've doubled or tripled.
Six. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's gone crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so we are it's been a steady slide, so you don't really experience it, you know, week
it's
to week. It's not
abrupt.
Like you got a notification in the mail that lumber prices are increasing. But, yeah, it is phenomenal what that's doing to the overall cost of building.
Slide that up too.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, in a bidding process, I mean, you give a bid, they got to accept it within a couple of weeks because you don't know if, what the prices are going to be four or 5 months down the road, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're unfortunately only able to honor bids for 15 days right now is where we have it.
And that makes sense with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you got to be able to, if the consumer says yes, you got to be able to get the material before that goes up.
Yeah, and a lot of times with a large remodel, you don't even know if you're going to start the job within that. Once they've accepted it, you still have some element of risk there if it doesn't get off the ground for 6 months.
Well, if you buy the wood, you go in the black market and turn around and sell it for more.
That's right. Yeah,
just store it over
there. There's always options.
Man. Firewood was going for quite a bit in Texas a few weeks ago when they had that big storm. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to get firewood with my dad down there. He's 86, and it was 42 degrees in their house.
They're burning anything.
And I was calling the guy, and he goes, "Hey, it's $1.50 a log." Yeah, forget the cord process. It's $1.50 a log. Yeah. Wow. All right, so what are you seeing most people doing? Is it just, you know, little things, wanting to paint a wall, or are people really getting in and, hey, we want to do a basement and kitchen and big deals?
Yeah, there is a lot of big deals going on, a lot of basements, a lot of kitchens, a lot of master bathrooms. So the three big primary boosts for people, some for resale value and functionality and other things to just the decision, like to dovetail in with Kurt, that because of what's going on here, we're just going to stay. We're going to take the equity that we have. We can't get anything else, even if we wanted to.
Sure.
Because we'll be homeless.
sold and not resell.
Yeah.
What my house is worth, if I was, that'd be great cash.
Yeah.
But what I
got
to go buy? No.
Right. Yeah.
So I might as well stay where I'm at. And we fix it up.
Exactly. So.
And one of the nice things when you talk about these three items, these things will increase your value anywhere from 75 cents to 95 cents on the dollar. So it's not like you're really eating up your equity.
That's correct.
And you get to enjoy living in it while it's happening.
That is correct.
Because you and I have talked about something I want to have done.
Right.
And it increases the value of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
absolutely.
I get to park my Chevelle in there.
That's right. That's always a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
You know, you mentioned kitchens. You know, I think when we all grew up, that's where you ate. And then everybody left there and went to the other rooms. Now, that's a big focal point in a house, because now, especially with what we've been through this last year, you got kids doing homework, maybe dad or mom's working from home now, not going to the office, doing Zoom meetings and all this. So that's probably a lot of the whole kitchen remodel, isn't it?
Well, that and lifestyles have changed to where people are, you know, the entertaining isn't the formal entertaining where you run out to the dining room and serve eight people on, you know, six different dish sets throughout the evening.
Right.
You have congregational, you know, entertainment
big
where
rooms.
Everybody's just hanging out in the common space. They don't want to miss anything. That's that FOMO, fear of missing out. And so they want to be present. It's close to the fridge, close to the stove, and close to the buffet, you know, so it keeps everybody happy on all fronts. And that can then overflow into some seating area informally in the living area, family area, and yet you're not out of the picture. So we literally use our dining room table, which is in another room as a formal dining room. We personally use that for overflow, not for the primary seating. It's for overflow.
Right.
So everybody else stays in until the room's out, and then I guess you get kicked out to the dining room.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we remodeled ours, we made it the kitchen, that living room, that whole section, one big room. It's like 25
That's right.
And that was the purpose. When people come over, we all kind of hang out around the big island that we have, and that's just what you do.
That's right.
Yep. And it's easier to socialize. You grab the food. Like we put a trash can really close because when you're done eating, you got to throw away the plate. But,
yeah.
But those kind of things. So we're seeing it. Before we go too much farther, people need to know who you are, how you got started, you know, a little history about you that you're not somebody that just moved into town.
Yeah, I just passed my 25-year anniversary in the construction industry. Started out in framing and landscaping on a small scale, just doing what I could, and then started a framing company and did custom homes doing the framing. And while we were waiting for foundations to be poured, we would jump out and do a little basement or kitchen to fill that space, because 15,000 square foot houses, it's tough to hit a foundation on the nose for as far as schedule goes. So sometimes we'd be held up for weather or other things for a month or two and looking for work. So we started doing kitchens and basements and little bathroom projects and really enjoyed that, enjoyed being inside as opposed to being outside and fighting the weather and elements. And it's a lot more personal with people, and that's where I felt called to interact with people on a day-to-day basis and kind of fill that niche of it's tough in construction to get through that personal element. So we feel like we do a pretty good job of that and just kind of stayed in that niche ever since.
Are you seeing many or hearing of kind of the scam deals going on? Do you run across people that say, oh my goodness, we've worked with one contractor and, you know, paid them a bunch of money and they never came back? Or do you hear many things going on right now?
I do hear about that, but and I think it's probably more prevalent now than ever because of the volume of building. But I just don't have it. It doesn't cross my path personally very often.
Let's talk about a contract, though, okay? Because I tell people all the time, the minute they call me, they'll go, well, they told me this. And I'll say, what's in writing? Because to me, Kevin Flesh, our attorney, says it doesn't exist if it's not written down, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, like, let's kind of talk about, you know, when people, let's say, let's just pick a bathroom remodel. I mean, you can't just say remodel bathroom, $25,000. You got to break it down of what's getting done, right?
That's correct.
So what kind of makes up a good contract?
Well, a good contract's going to have the agreed upon scope of the contract, to your point. What are you doing in that bathroom? It could just be replacing the mirror for $25,000. Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice
if you don't, if you don't have that written down, you don't know what you're going to get. There's a lot of different styles of contracts that are out there that, you know, whether it's your fixed cost bid, they're a little bit less prescriptive where your scope is going to be identified from beginning to end of what you're going to cover, but the detail isn't as transparent, if you will. All the costs are built in, but the nice part for the consumer is that's the price you're going to pay unless they change that scope. But on the other side of that is the cost plus type of contract where you agree to work together and that margin is built up for people. So you have the contractor has buying power and they hopefully bring that honestly and transparently to the table. That will also be identified in the contract that will give you our cost on these things plus a percentage margin, and that's where we profit. And then there's also another version that I have of that is a fixed cost plus. So the fixed management fee means for the performance of the general contractor function, we charge you X and don't move that number regardless, as long as you're within scope. And then you get our buying power as a part of the process without any
markup. So they just, you fixed in your salary to it.
Essentially,
whatever the cost of whatever they want to do might get added to it.
Yes.
But then that's it.
So in a bathroom, it's really nice because all of your costs in a bathroom are in your finishes, not in the construction.
Right.
So when you've agreed on this for $600 bathtub, then you change your mind and put in a $6,000 bathtub, which they exist. And in a cost plus, the contractor is going to benefit heavily from that $5,400 change. Mm-hmm. In a fixed contract, that's just going to be a change order. And in the fixed cost, then that's going to be a benefit that $6,000 tub might come to the homeowner at $3,000 or $4,000 at contractor cost, and the contractor is still managing the function of installing a tub.
Yeah, he's getting paid for the salary. Mm-hmm. Now, knowing bathrooms, because we've had ours redone, when you start opening walls and floors, there's surprises sometimes.
Yes.
And how do those, are those built into the contract, or how are they dealt with at that time?
I think people need to be careful about reading the black and white in the contract, because sometimes that's not addressed and will be considered to be a change order. Like, we're looking at everything on the walls as the scope of what we know.
Right.
And when we get into the walls, we'll go to phase two. And if that has, you know, subpar plumbing and things like that, and we have to bring that
water
up.
Water damage,
yeah,
mold.
We'll address that as a change order to that contract. In a fixed, then you're just agreeing to bear the risk and responsibility together.
Right.
So
that, and we tell people, I mean, we've gotten into that 100 times over the years where, you know, let's say the husband's home or the wife is home and the contractor's there, and they say, oh, come in here and look at this. We just knocked this wall out. And then they go, well, how much is it? They go, $800. They go, okay, go ahead and fix it. But they don't stop to write anything down. Then later on at the end, it's more money. They kind of forget that conversation. Mm-hmm. The other spouse didn't know anything about it, and they didn't tell them. So now, then you get into a bunch of arguments. So it's really good, best you can, stop right then, write it all down, and
yes,
wherever, and sign it where everybody knows what's going on, right?
And I'll tell you, we're in a lot better position now than we were 20 years ago, because you have email. You have the ability,
sure,
to at least send an email
quickly
and get that out quickly to, yep, all parties involved and say, this is what we're dealing with. This is what we anticipate the costs are going to be. Mm-hmm. Are you on board with this? You know, and get that signed off on, at least, yeah, by, you know, we will allow you to acknowledge this by email.
Sure, sure,
and,
sure.
And there you go. You're ready to go, and you can keep working right away that afternoon.
Absolutely.
You also got Zoom. You can actually film and send it.
Yeah.
So people can, well, we notice this in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You can get a hold of them and say, here, look at your phone. Here's the issue. Here's what we recommend. And so it can move the process along a lot faster than before.
That's right.
And you're not stopping the workflow.
No.
They can continue to go forward.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition we call Your Money Matters. If you've got any questions about remodeling or construction, hey, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Don Hansen is our guest from Full House Construction and Design. His number, 303-210-3912. We'll be right back. The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to goose decoys, from sleeping bags to Sitka gear, you'll find it all at the Outdoorsman's Attic. They offer a great selection of new and pre-owned hunting, fishing, and camping items, and you'll save 20 to 60% off retail. And if your firearm needs cleaning or some work, see Scott the gunsmith at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And if you've got some gear you want to turn into cash, head over to the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Let them know you heard about them here on KLZ 560.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Check out the winter car package at D&D Tire. For just $44.99, you will get a lube, oil, and filter. Your fluids will be topped off, and your vehicle will receive a complete visual inspection. D&D Tire Winter Car Package also includes a tire check. They'll check your tread depth and air pressure and rotate your tires and inspect all belts and hoses. It's the Winter Car Package, only available at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, one in Parker and two in Aurora. Family owned and operated. That's D&D Tire.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Don Hansen's with us, Full House Construction and Design. You can check out their website, fullhouse.biz.
Question I have for you. What's the first rule if you're thinking about remodeling?
First rule of remodeling would be preparedness. And that's, you know, that's a very broad rule, very yep. broad statement, but especially right now, preparedness is key because, like we were just talking about, costs of materials have gone up, so you may not be prepared for the sticker shock you're about to receive. You may not be prepared to store all your items, but if you don't, you may be need to be prepared for a big delay in how long your project takes. What used to be a 12-week project can be a, you know, 6-month mm-hmm. very quickly just by waiting on product to show up. A lot of product is being moved quickly for these reasons, and a lot of things are happening in the process where you will have products that's delivered broken or damaged and send it back, and that's another delay. So you just need to be prepared top to bottom for all the unexpected surprises that are coming up, and we can help with that when somebody's, you know, trying to navigate those waters.
Yeah, because I know if I went to go out and remodel from some of the guys I've talked to, my bill would be a whole lot higher than what it was when I did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It took my wife and I 5 years to determine what we wanted to do and get started.
You were being prepared.
We were definitely prepared. And 1 year was just picking the backsplash.
I remember that story. Jeez. How many did you look through?
20.
Jeez. I didn't even know we had a backsplash. See, that's why I stay out of the kitchen, man. I don't have to mess with any of that. All right, let's talk about those that are, uncertain times, certainly what we've been through this year. Mm-hmm. Some people lost jobs, lost their restaurants, whatever the case may be, so they're on a budget. When you're trying to do things on a budget, how do you kind of sit down and educate everyone? Because before I got into doing this, we redid our basement, and there's a big difference between $6 carpet in a basement, a yard, and $45 a yard, you know, uh-huh. or a $10 light fixture versus a $50 light fixture. So
yes.
There's ways you can cut costs, but man, you need to educate yourself on that.
That's
you?
Right. Yeah, I think there's a couple different things to consider there. One is what your functionality of it is. If you're just finishing it for somebody else, then it may be more of a condominium or an apartment style is what I call that, because right. it's a revolving door. It's not really going to be yours for the long term. But you are trying to finish it for the sake of getting out the door and letting someone else come in. Even then, you can make things look good and do good quality. But I always encourage people to put the inexpensive fixtures, if that's what they're trying to do, in places that they're easily replaced. So a faucet's easy to swap out for a more expensive version or work on if you need to. But a shower valve is a different story. It's behind tile, behind the wall, and built into that space that nobody can get to very easy, especially if it's backed up to another shower. So, you know, those are places where I say don't skimp on the mm-hmm. valve and products that you're going to put in on that shower. It doesn't mean it has to be over the top. It just needs to be good quality product. Lighting fixture is easy to upgrade to, so you can get right. Lowe's and Home Depot, those types of places have a lot of good options now that look fancy and they're a reasonable price tag. But you can spend tens of thousands of dollars on lighting as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about permits? Sometimes we've had people call and they go, well, he told me he can do it without pulling a permit. But what really requires, is there some easy guidelines of when a permit needs to be pulled?
Yeah, I think the easiest, let's say in a kitchen remodel, if you are replacing your cabinets and countertops, the plumbing's staying the same, you might be upgrading the sink. But none of the plumbing is relocating or anything like that. You're tapping back into the existing valves, mm-hmm. so on and so forth, and that would be a non-permittable cosmetic upgrade.
Okay.
Painting the room, redoing baseboard, things like that. But once you get into changing out your electrical outlets, you're moving that sink over 4 inches, moving those valves, moving the drain line assembly, all those different things, those will trigger a permittable situation.
Yeah, we moved ours 8 feet from this window underneath this window mm-hmm. underneath. Just moved it down the way.
Yep.
We just wanted the bigger windows, so that's where the sink had to go. It worked out well, but the permits all were there. What's the most overlooked thing or architectural thing that element that people have when they look at a remodel? They just kind of brush by it.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, when we are planning remodels, or even new construction for that matter, we go through all of these iterations of the plans where we've moved the bathroom this place, that place, the other place, made the bedroom bigger, smaller, changed the closet location, the living room's this big, we've got clipped corners, we've got hidden TV screens and all these different things. But I think the most overlooked thing is lighting, because good lighting is going to create a sense of spatial awareness in a very small room that wouldn't otherwise exist. So if you have to cut a little bit of space out of your bedroom, but it's well lit, it's going to feel bigger. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more dynamic when you're in there. You can always put a dimmer on it if you don't like the bright lights. But today we're seeing what's called architectural lighting. So they come out with details inside your can lights that look like different types of, you know, seashells or geographic things, right, like that, that when you're laying there on your couch daydreaming, you can you can take advantage of those. But with the LED lighting, we're doing work with control systems that allow you to integrate with Alexa and different things like that, where you just have a theme for your entertainment in the kitchen, which includes your family room, et cetera, kitchen, wet bar area, and you set what all these things are going to go to when you hit that button. And one button runs all of those different areas. So that's what a control system can do for you, beyond just what the fixtures are. So you can have entertainment, but then you can also have cleanup. And so if you have a cleanup setting, then everything goes on to its brightest function. And then there's things that you can do for smart lighting when you're away from home and having things come on at certain times with timers, which everybody's kind of familiar with that now, but control systems allow you to tie all of these different functions into one little programming system that can be run by your laptop or phone or iPad.
It is amazing what you can do now.
I mean,
you know, get the Ring doorbell thing. I've got a deal where I can close my garage door wherever I am just with my phone.
Your refrigerator's a computer.
Yeah. I mean,
everything crazy. Talks through your cell phone. Yeah. and that was kind of a question I had. How do you, you know, as you're going to live in a house, you're buying a house, you're going to be in it for a while. Our house is old. How do we kind of make it to where it can adapt to the future as things are changing? You're talking about this control panel. Mm-hmm. Can that be put in a whole in an older home and then control the things? Or do you have to rewire? I mean, how does that all work?
There's a combination. It's a big business, and it can be a very expensive proposition depending on which control systems you use. And some, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all deal. But new technology today allows an older house to be modified a lot more simply because there's wireless connectivity. So, for instance, where you always wanted that three-way switch but you had no way to get it there, you can now put in a wireless transmitter across the other side of the room, and there's literally nothing in that box, but it looks like a light switch. And it talks to the one that actually is a light switch that has the transmitter in it and will allow you to turn on and off that light as you transfer through the other side of the room. So we can fix small problems like that.
Wow.
With just those types of things. That's on the front end of the technology. And then running low voltage to where you have much higher demands that normally would be on that we've been limited in the past with how many lights can be on a circuit or how many outlets can be on a circuit. You can now run a lot of things to one circuit that's got this control board at it, and then out of the control board just comes basically speaker wire or low voltage wiring to a bunch of low voltage fixtures that can be, you know, 20, 30 lights on that one little deal. So it's now driven by the size of the driver and what it will accommodate from that circuit.
There are generators a big deal because, man, I just like to say, in Texas recently had all these people without power, and I was talking with a few friends. I go, man, I want a generator for my house because I got freezers without me. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. Do you guys get into, you know, home generators?
It is not as big here as it is in the South.
Yeah.
In the South, Hurricaneville, you're going to see it there. Anywhere you got flooding
or
hurricanes, you're going to see a lot more generator usage.
Right. I've been trying to do a little research on generators to plug into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was, if I'm going to get one, that's what. So yeah. I don't have to keep run cords.
Yeah,
right.
It just plugs right into the house.
Plug it in.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
They are. If you got
the space. They're pretty expensive, but they're
yeah. It's expensive till you need it, and then all of a sudden
everything still works inside the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Don Hanson is our guest. Once again, it is Full House Construction and Design, 303-210-3912. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, any mortgage needs you have, get a hold of Kurt and his team, 720-895-0500. Don Hanson is our special guest today, Full House Construction and Design. Once again, his website is fullhouse.biz and 303-210-3912. Now, when we talk about tools, no sir, no stay, we say, what's your most important tool in your toolbox?
I think the most important tool for us is actually communication. Mm-hmm. It supersedes, you know, you can have a lot of good people, but if you don't have a lot of good communication, then the tools that they bring don't really matter.
That's where things go wrong. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many stories we've had, or if David had just told me, or, you know, and mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's not good news. You know, something got delayed. You told him, hey, it's going to be here in a week. As far as we know, what we're going through now, it's going to be four more weeks. And, man, you know, it is what it is, but you just got to tell people.
That's right. And I think, you know, we as contractors want to perform to the utmost ability and never let anybody down, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a human function here that we can't control, and you're only as good as those people.
Right.
And you have to just lay it all out there. And so transparency in that communication mm-hmm. is key. It really is.
And I have to tell you, probably the biggest one of the deals, and this sounds so little, but I think it's just a thing of respecting people's time, is if you have an appointment at 10 o'clock, you don't call at 11:30 and tell them you're going to be late. Okay?
Call it a quarter to 10, say, I'm going to be late.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you, though. I mean, you know, because things happen.
It's called respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
just
many
a little
people
respect.
Have called? And certainly not about, you know, our guest today, but I'm just saying overall. So, again, just that communication of, hey, here's where we're going to be here. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on the job this long, you know, because a lot of times in your industry, you know, you got so many hours over here, you got to go finish up something over there. But if you tell the people, hey, we're going to be over here from 8 in the morning till 2 today, but then tomorrow we're going to be back over here, you know, the full day.
Right.
But we just got to – and just tell them, mm-hmm. you know. It's easy, but it's hard, too, sometimes.
It is.
Because we all just get going and get busy.
Yeah, having good boundaries, I think, is what it comes down to on for both sides.
I don't think a lot of people, you know, because there's so much remodeling business, they really understand – the difficulties that you face in people. Because many people, I grew up in the construction business. My dad was a foreman. And finding good quality people that worked in construction at all different facets was pretty easy then.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were doing it, we didn't really want to be bothered. We just wanted the work. There was,
right.
My dad was foreman. He dealt with these people. We worked. And I think you still had that. But you don't. The problem right now is people.
It is. Yeah, it's difficult finding when there's this much work, you can just kind of bounce around and you know, find work easily, and you're not in that shortage market where I'm going to do anything and everything I can to mm-hmm. hang on to this job. And it changes your mentality as a worker. It really does. And it's unfortunate that you know, human nature in us doesn't allow us to keep that same level of work ethic on both sides.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's what happens.
And that's one of the tough parts of your job is making sure you have the right people and that you can trust that when you say, here, go do this job, they're going to post every day.
That's right.
It's a problem.
And a lot of it, too, I'm sure you're sitting down with someone, you talk, let's say, the kitchen remodel, and, you know, the approximate time it's going to take. A lot of it probably, too, is hearing what they want, but then setting realistic expectations mm-hmm. for them too. Because if you haven't been through a remodel before, it's a process. People are going to be in your house. It's going to take time. Things happen. You know, your fault, my fault, nobody's fault, as they say. Things just happen sometimes. So you just have to set people's expectation where, again, that communication is there, mm-hmm. and then everybody ends up okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're setting a remodel, you're talking to somebody about a remodel, what's the kind of most difficult thing you have in setting up the areas to manage, the hardest area to manage?
I think the hardest areas to manage would be the difference between idealism and realism. So the, you know, when you put it all on paper and you draw the pretty pictures and everybody has in their mind what that's going to look like.
Perception.
That's their perception, but that's their ideal. And then there's the reality of what that truly does look like when you get out there. And there's, you know, unlike commercial, where there's no heart involved. It might have the heart of the developer because of his pocketbook mm-hmm. that's involved in that. But there's not somebody who's like, oh, I've lived in this building for the last 35 years and it's a part of me. And now I'm going to tear that down, use the shell and start over and put something better and greater. And so that's what they're expecting, and their ideal would be something that I can't really imagine for them. So they start to relay that information to me of what they see that to be. I try to put that into their words into action and into plans and mm-hmm. process, and then we try to get there. But when you're not hitting that on all cylinders, then that's where it gets really, really tough to manage because they're still seeing it the way they originally saw it, and it's not mm-hmm. and it's being built the way it was drawn out and that they signed off on.
But that's not how.
But
they
that's
see
not
it.
The how they see it.
And that's where the communication
mm-hmm.
that we talked about earlier becomes really important.
It is, and people get really tied, like I said, to their homes. It's where they raise their kids, and it's, you know, and now they've made one more big decision to take equity, which is part of their, you know, future financial
future,
package and pull that back in. So they've sort of given that up for the sake of the improvement, but also for the sake of relocation and downsizing and all these different decisions that they've gone through. So this is a huge emotional roller coaster before we even meet for the first time. And then once we do and we start down the other road, then the clicking starts again and they get to the top of that highest point on the roller coaster and you go for the ride. And throughout the process, you have the ups and downs of, oh, it's looking great and it's really exciting and I'm starting to see the changes that are happening here. And then all of a sudden it's a change order or two and mold or or water damage from this or that 20 years ago, and you're dealing with that. And we had a job that the entire house was peppered through the electrical system with the wrong size staples that were put in the stucco from the outside, and it went through basically 80% of the wiring.
Oh.
And how it stayed up, we don't really know. All they knew is that some of the lights never really did anything since they moved into the house. So,
wow.
But that's what we found. And so, you know, you're dealing with something like that, and that changes the timing and the whole atmosphere. And it's the cost then of now our budget isn't what our budget was, and this is a big, big deal because we're rewiring the entire house.
That's like
safe.
I talked about earlier. You're opening mm-hmm. the floor. Okay, now we got another issue to deal with.
Yeah. So that really is another twist and turn you weren't expecting on that roller coaster, and the emotions go all mm-hmm. over the place.
And everybody's already kind of stressed out.
They just want it done.
Yeah, living in the basement, washing dishes in the tub, you know. It's no
well, and that was going to be a question I had. When my wife and I, after the 5 years, decided to do it, we decided to live in the house while we tore out the main level. Hardwood floors, new kitchen, everything. At what point do you recommend not doing something like that? Now, if I was to do it over again, I probably wouldn't stay in the house because we had no kitchen.
Right.
I had to actually get a little one of them plastic sinks, mm-hmm. and I would hook it up. So, because all of a sudden you realize how important a dishwasher is or be able to wash your dishes because you got no place to wash them.
Correct.
If you're going to stay in the house. At what point do you recommend or do you tell people they might think about?
It's a very individualized conversation. It's a resource conversation, quite honestly, because not everybody can afford to go, you know,
somewhere else,
mm-hmm. VRBO for, you know, the entire summer in another house, either close by
or
in a foreign country or live with a family member. That can be more expensive than the dollars themselves, but. So, yeah, it's very individualized. We'll recommend people, you know, understand the risks of staying there and what that's going to look like and how we can set them up for success in that to the max capacity, and that may get ugly come mm-hmm. 6 weeks in. And if they, you know, have a backup plan, that would be wise.
Ours was 6 months.
Yeah, it's tough.
It was a six-month process from the time they – tore out the kitchen to the time that it was all done.
Yeah.
So Mom and I got along really not well.
Jeez, come hang out at the station. I got a show today. It's 8 hours. Don Anson is with us, Full House Construction and Design. Don's number 303-210-3912. So what areas, just mainly around the Front Range, you guys kind of work, or what's kind of your working area?
Yeah, our specific geographic area, we try to honor referrals everywhere. But, you know, economically speaking, to be valuable to our clientele, we draw a line at Hamden. And follow C-470, E-470 corridor around and then down into Castle Rock and Colorado Springs.
Okay, cool. Now, you know, I always tell people this too, when they get bids, you know, to look at them, but I always tell, you know, if you're just simply looking for the cheapest price, there's always going to be mm-hmm. that guy, so to speak.
Yep.
And go with, if that's what you want. But, I mean, you got to realize the cost of doing that. And, I mean, you know, sometimes that best deal, so to speak, is not the best value.
Correct. Yeah, that's for sure. It's there's things that are missed in that. There's people that buy bids literally mm-hmm. where they'll lowball just to get it, and then you get the barrage of surprises later.
No, people would not.
You know, one out of 20 probably. But.
it what you do, you do all kinds of different type work. You'll do a complete out of a house, you'll do add a room, you'll put a garage, you do roofing, you do windows, you do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But that you're some people are specials in that you have people that you subcontract for.
I do have subcontractors for us. So we're a general contractor. We have about 20 employees. We are an electrical contractor as well. So we handle those things in house as far as your demo, a lot of flooring, a lot of trim. Cabinet installation, drywall, paint, things like that. We handle all in-house. We also sub some of that out, you know, depending on schedules and so forth. Electrical, we handle in-house. Plumbing is a subcontractor. Roofing is a subcontractor. HVAC. and so forth. So,
and you have a list of people that you've used for years.
For years, yeah.
That and we match have multiple. Your standard.
That's correct. And we have multiple people as well because it requires – there's different people. I mean, personalities are personalities.
Sure.
And what I also found is that somebody that's a great craftsman doesn't always meld with the other person's personality. Mm-hmm. So you can have another great craftsman who works a different way who they're going to work really well together, and we try to match that up as well.
Right. Demo. Now I can, I can do
demo.
That. I can tear anything up.
Give me a sledge. I'm in. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
I am not the do-it-yourself guy at all. All right. Don Hanson is with us once again. Full House Construction Design. Give him a call 303-210-3912. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney. Distracted driving isn't worth the risk. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has nearly 25 years of experience helping juries understand the true impact of an injury. He knows how to paint the picture in a juror's mind, equipping them to empathize with his client. Take the woman who recently spent 10 months in the hospital unable to see her family the entire time. The value of her case goes way beyond hospital bills because she will never get back that precious time with her grandchildren. You know the statistics. Driving 60 miles an hour, you travel 88 feet per second. It takes you a second and a half to react, which means you've gone about 40 yards, almost half a football field, before you could even start to respond. Then you factor in how quickly your vehicle can stop. Kevin Flesh does his job well, but no amount of money can recover 100% of what you lose. So put your phone away and drive.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes with our guest Don Hanson, Full House Construction and Design. Check out their website, fullhouse.biz. 303-210-3912 is the number, 303-210-3912.
Quick question. What's the best ingredient, best portion of having a successful remodel, not just for the consumer? Because the consumer, it's got to be successful for them. It's got to be that perception. It's got to be finished. What does it also have to be for the contractor? Ah, I gotcha. That's a good one.
Yeah. You know, I think the relationship again is the key. We're blessed right now in this time to be able to sort of pick our clientele as well, so that because we know that this emotional roller coaster is going to happen, we want to make sure we're compatible, mm-hmm. Not just with geographic area that you said, and size and scope and schedule.
Because sometimes you can just walk in and visit with somebody 10 or 15 minutes, you can just tell the way they're talking about what they want and how picky they're going to be or whatever. Yeah. I mean, you're like, you know what? Yeah, we're busy. 10 more years.
And it's not that you don't want to do the work. You just know it's going to create more stress and more problems down the road.
For both parties. It just isn't going to click. And you pick up on that quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to rely on that and not let your pride of being able to overcome that, because it may not even be you that's the issue, but not let your pride overcome that.
And the consumer, the homeowner, should do the same thing.
Absolutely.
If they're hearing things that don't make sense. Because that's where you're finding people. Now, you got a great reputation in, with the Better Business Bureau and internet stuff. There's a reason for that, because of the way you deal with people. Mm-hmm. So if the consumer's not happy or they're hearing things, they need to be nice and just say, okay, we'll keep shopping.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
It's better for everybody concerned, because like you said, what you might think is a small remodel has a tendency sometimes to get lots bigger, and you're going to be stuck with that person for a while.
That can be the case, and you know, little tips about like the living experience, where they say they want you to give them all of these things within the scope, but they refuse to move out. They refuse to live in the basement. They want to be right in the middle of the space. That's a pretty good indication that this is not going to be a good marriage.
Yeah. Let's kind of talk about the internet and reviews and different things like that, because I always tell people, you know, do your due diligence and check in reviews. But, you know, if you see a pattern with things, but also if you see where this, you know, 15, greatest company ever, sometimes people have other friends that go on and write things and services to write things. And so there's no really review police out there to say if this is real or not real, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. And you'll find I have done Google searches and review things for our company and Yelp and different things like that. We've done Better Business Bureau in the past and all that. I actually the recent years, late years, have gotten away from that, because it isn't as much value as you would spend the time thinking. Mm-hmm. You do a lot more damage control for people that aren't even talking about your company.
Right.
So when you get to the end of it, there's it might be Full House Remodel or Full House, you know, Bar and Grill.
Sure.
And you're dealing with those types of damage control situations. And what I found to be the case is actually a low profile internet experience for us has been best, where we have the access. You'll find our website doesn't provide a whole lot of information. Mm-hmm. It's because we want to provide that information to you, and we want to sit down and discuss what those photos might look like, but they could be anybody's photos. When you go to somebody's website, did they really do the work? And I'm not saying they didn't, but do you really know that they did that work?
We had a guy years ago in the Parade of Homes, and he had went to those homes and took pictures of basements and kitchens, and then walked in some people's house that we knew and showed them pictures. Mm-hmm. And as customers, we're not going to say, where's that address or can we call that person?
Right.
You just look at the pictures and comment. Mm-hmm. And the guy, I mean, all he did is go there and take pictures. So you never know. You've got to meet people in person.
That's right.
What are good questions that you go, you know what, I like a customer asking me these kind of questions because it shows me they're doing their due diligence. What are good questions to ask a contractor maybe?
Yeah, I think good questions to ask a contractor would be obviously how long they've been in business, mm-hmm. how long they've been in business in this area.
I just started to say.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on top of that, in this geographic area, because that also is going to have, I'm not going to be as much as I'd like to be, but I'm not going to be as good of a contractor in Maui as I am in Denver.
Sure. Or even up in the mountains, because it's the land's different.
It's a different dynamic.
The terrain, yes. Mm-hmm.
So So that is where you have to sort of have some expertise. It doesn't mean you can't transfer skills into that, but if that was only 3 months ago, then that's something that they would probably want to know, knowing what other people know. So who are your referrals truly? Mm-hmm. Are they your friends, neighbors, relatives, or if are you just a cold call looking for a few bids? And we honestly, so talk about you know, qualifying people, we honestly try to steer away from those. It takes a lot of time to put a bid together, and if people are just looking for a third opinion on a number, sure, and they're shooting for the low one, we're not going to be it anyway. Yeah. So it's, I know up front it's going to be a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. See, my website's kind of like yours. I don't do a lot of you know, the internet survey stuff, but I have names of people. If you want to check, just pick up mm-hmm. the phone and call them. I've got customers. You just,
sure.
I don't. And the people will call up on those and say, okay, fine. Then they'll want to. To me, that's better, because then they can ask them any questions that I have no idea what it is.
Right.
Has a tendency to work better.
And I have people from 10 years ago that were clients of mine that have offered open house. Basically, you give me a text message, you know where the key is, and you can bring anybody by whenever you want to bring them by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
So I think that speaks a lot more to the process than the internet, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, also, how long you been at it? You've been mm-hmm. at this, what, 25 years?
25 years.
You went through 2008 when times were tough. You don't get through those times if you do shoddy work or you don't take care of the customer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
2008 cleaned out a lot of people that were just there part-time.
Yep.
In every career.
That's right. And we relied on a reputation
repeats
and
referrals. Yep.
To be able to mm-hmm. make it through there. And it doesn't mean it didn't get thin, but if we didn't have that, we would have been a washout as well.
Right. And that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll say this too real quick, that, you know, there's a lot of companies that knock off each other's names or get portions of names, and we've mm-hmm. done that. So, you know, make sure you look up Full House Construction and Design, and it is fullhouse.biz. Again, Don's number is 303-210-3912. Just let him know you heard him here on Your Money Matters, and I know they'll take great, great care of you. Man, it's going to be an interesting year. I think it's going to be good. There, you know, there are so many businesses. Now, there are some that suffered, you know, no doubt.
Yes,
restaurants, different things. But I'm telling you, there are quite a few businesses I've talked to that say, we're busier than we have ever been in our life through this
yes.
pandemic.
Yes.
And I know yours is one of those.
That's one of them, yep.
It's just, you just can't keep up. If you had twice the staff, you'd still be busy.
That's right.
I know. I get it.
We'll put word out there. If you're a good craftsman and you can prove that to Don, give him a call, 303-210-3912. So, Don, it's great to see you again, sir. We'll
thank you.
Forward
great
our next
to be
visit.
Here.
Kurt, thank you, sir.
Enjoy. You guys all have a blessed week.
You as well.
Too.
Get ready for the snow. Yeah. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Thanks for sponsoring the show today. Your money matters. Thanks for being with us. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.